Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
On DAB+, online, via the TalkSport app, and on your smart speaker.
Exclusive international cricket live, the West Indies versus England.
Oh my goodness, what a shot! And the runs are blowing!
On TalkSport 2.
Hi everybody, and a warm welcome to our coverage of the third day's play of the second Test match between West Indies and England. This game being played at the famous Kensington Oval in Barbados, and yesterday's play lit up by Ben Stokes. One of the most thrill innings you'd ever wish to see, and Stokes himself in interviews afterwards said one of the most special for him. Emotionally, of course, because of the loss of his father and the trauma that he suffered over the last year in various manners. And the fact is that Ben Stokes admitted to struggling in Australia. Well, we saw the very best of him yesterday here. We saw good with the ball in Antigua. We saw brilliant with the bat in Barbados. So Stokes definitely back. Joe Root, a tremendous 100. England very convincing, 507 for 9 declared. West Indies 71 for 1 in reply. Not without alarm, but certainly some resilience shown by Craig Brathwaite and Shamar Brooks. And the fact is that we got a proper contest on our hand. A little bit of spin out there for Jack Leach that makes it quite interesting to watch. And the Test match is not just alive and well, but riveting. After a dull old start when England just blocked on that first morning, boy, have we come back with, well, not quite a bang, but certainly much fascination. So the situation as we get underway here on the third day is that West Indies have a deficit of 436 to deal with. They'll want a steady start here. What you don't want when you come into the third morning, often a very important day in a Test match, is a bad first hour that lifts one or the other of the two sides. You want to try to keep an even keel of the match for this first hour. Very important that Craig Brathwaite and Shamar Brooks are right on it first thing. So too those England bowlers, as we've just heard. As I mentioned, Alex Tudor will stay in his commentary seat, and Neil Manthorpe will now pick things up.
71 for 1. Matt Fisher is going to start with two slips and a gully in conventional catching positions. First delivery is bang on the money, and Craig Brathwaite plays it away defensively up towards mid-off. Ollie Pope's on the field. Start of play as the Bahami Army launch into their traditional first ball of the day rendition of Jerusalem. Jack Leach is looking very determined. He's almost scowling. First delivery is bang on the money. Beautifully bowled. Shamar Brooks, I think... Did he bring the bat inside the line of that, or was he a bit late? Did he actually play a miss and then try to pretend that he was bringing the bat inside that? He played at that, didn't he?
Yeah, a little bit of played at that, and then dragged the bat. The old Kent leave, they used to say, where you draw the bat back into your pads.
It is quite breezy, but it was windier yesterday. The wind was quite a bit stronger yesterday. Leach in once more. Beautiful delivery. That one definitely fizzes past the outside edge. And by way of celebration, Ben Folks not only takes it cleanly, but whips the bails off. Not that Brathwaite had dragged his back foot out of the crease. Not by any means.
That's turning from straight manners, which is good to see, which will give him a lot of encouragement and send shockwaves in that West Indian batting lineup. Let's see if he has to just continue to do that. Don't get bored.
You wanted something on Jack Leach?
Yes, please.
Jack Leach, when bowling through right-handers, from day 3, 4, and 5 in test matches, averages 19 with the ball. So he's not a particularly good first innings bowler. He does obviously much prefer it when it spins. There's actually a couple of spinners I found in the world who prefer the to bowl early on in a test match. And Nathan Lyon and Dan Vittoria too. I think Stuart McGill, weirdly, was another one as well, which doesn't make as much sense. But that's not the case with Leach. He's much more traditional.
I was just going to say, that might be, you know, when he plays at Somerset Taunton.
It's always day three or four.
So he's learned that way. I always remember Swanee, when he was at Northampton, he went to Trent Bridge to learn for when he plays in Test cricket.
That's why I think Leach is an ideal second spinner, because I think he's really good when the pitch is in his favour. You can take him on any tour, and any time you need a second spinner. Where he struggles is really that first innings, and occasionally on very flat pitches. So he's averaging 19 against right-handers towards the end of Test matches. Shamar Brooks, Craig Brathwaite, Jermaine Blackwood, Jason Holder, all right-handers.
Yep.
If he's ever going to, you know, take a bag, it's a good way to start.
Yes, it is out. Thought it was going to drop short of the man at backward point. The cut stroke from Brooks, the top edge, it loops, and forward he dives. I'm not yet sure who he is, but they're all congratulating. Is it Chris Wokes who took the catch?
I'm trying to have a look now, Mark. It's a bad shot. He's not got on top of it. He's flowed up, yes, and it's Chris Wokes with a good diving catch in front of him. And Jack Leach gets his first wicket of the day. And Shamar Brooks has to depart for 39. West Indies 83 for 2, live here on TalkSport 2.
Here comes Leach now. Balls to Bonner. Bonner's beaten with a beautiful delivery. Pitched on middle stump, moved across, did he play at it? And very well taken there by Folks. But this is very good and encouraging bowling for England.
In once again, this one is down the leg side and swept away by Nkrumah Bonner. Badly lined and gets the treatment. His first boundary, very much in control of that shot. Well watched, played from high to low over the ball and got it in the gap for 4.
Here he comes again as he passes the umpire. Balls now, and this delivery is driven handsomely through extra cover. Runs here for Bonner. I think it's going to get into the boundary. Yes, it does. So another handsome stroke there from Nkrumah Bonner. First the sweep shot and then the extra cover drive. And I think the captain might be thinking, perhaps just give Leach after the first hour a bit of a break from this end.
And that was effortless from Nkrumah Bonner. Overpitched outside off stump, and he just lent into that one. Didn't overhit it, just timed it, caressed it almost, and the ball raced away.
Here is Ben Stokes once again. Hit on the pad, LBW appear, up goes the finger. Ben Stokes has made something happen, unless it's overruled. The West Indies are 101 for 3. Ben Stokes, when you need a job done, go to Ben
TV
Stokes.
TV umpire to director.
They've reviewed it.
Review for LBW. The original decision given is out.
Oh, he nicked it.
Doesn't appear to be any bat involved.
Oh, it does.
But I like to use Ultra Edge to confirm whether there's contact between bat and ball.
Oh, man, I missed it. I'm seeing things now, man. I'll tell you, I think he's hitting. Yeah, there's a move.
As the ball goes past the bat.
I think he has hit it.
It's hard to conclude whether there's bat involved.
No, I don't think it's that hard.
Just bring it back.
I think
to me again.
There's a deflection, isn't there? Goffey, back me
go
up.
Forward. Yeah, I think it's missed the bat. Satisfied with that. Let's go to ball tracking, please. Ball tracking.
Ball tracking.
Outside off, impacts in lane.
Hitting the top of middle.
Gonna
he's on
back
his
to
way.
Nigel on field. Nigel, I'm going to ask you to stay with your original out decision.
Well,
on screen now, make
he's
your
on
signal.
Test debut in the middle is umpire Nigel Duguid, and he gets the right decision. But I tell you what, and Nkrumah Bonner, it is hard because the bat is very close to the pad, but I really thought there was a deflection there. Anyway, as I said, if you want the job doing, if you need a breakthrough, if you need to make something happen, Ben Stokes is your man.
Ben Stokes is your man, and he wants more responsibility. He's hungry this tour. He wants to perform for England, and he is doing. I thought he was quite unlucky there, Bonner. I absolutely was convinced he'd nicked it. The first initial thoughts, you could see the deflection and movement onto the pad. But, hey, we're not there. We're not at the ground. We're not got that job of making that decision. and he stuck with the umpire's decision. And Stokes gets the breakthrough, as he often does, and it's 101 for 3 now here on TalkSport 2. The West Indies in trouble.
That nips back. Is it going down the leg side? I think it is. It's a quick delivery from Stokes. Hammers into the pads. He doesn't even bother to review it. He knows in his heart it did too much. Root looks. Nobody seems keen. They've got 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second gone. He can no longer review.
I tell you what, that looked like it was clipping leg. Oh, he could easily have been given. If he'd have, he'd have gone with the umpire's decision there, it would have been out, wouldn't it?
Well, hang on. I've got to interrupt you because that was knocking leg stump out. And if England had reviewed it, they'd have got it. Goffey, well done. You're spot on.
Amazing, isn't it?
You got an interest in the Gold Cup?
No, I've I had a nice little ghost early on, first race. Came in as a nice winner, but I'm not really into it, really. Not really into the old horse racing. Never really.
No?
Yeah, not really
I
into it.
I thought you had a little punt.
No.
Well, I don't know what's going on as Stokes plays bowls it back of a length and it's defended by Blackwood. All I know is that if I'd had a bet, it would have been on Galvin.
Don't even know who that is.
It's a horse. Oh, it's wide and driven. Half volley, threw it out there. Definite plan from Stokes. On another day, it might be nicked, but not this time. Blackwood is away with a lovely cover drive for four.
Yeah, it had to happen at some point. You just keep bowling half volley after half volley. And Blackwood eventually gets hold of one and hits it through the gap. And it runs away for four. And as we're watching now, Ben Stokes having a nice little chat to him. Mind games, brilliant. This is why we love cricket.
That was quite remarkable, actually. Brathwaite and Blackwood were chatting in the middle of the pitch and Ben went and joined them with a big smile on his face and probably said, you know how lucky you were, last over.
Yeah, I think he probably said something to him, didn't he? Oh, eventually, after 15, 16 deliveries without getting off the mark, he eventually hit a half volley in the middle of the bat.
As it's Mahmood comes in now and balls to Craig Brathwaite. Brathwaite on this occasion is driving pleasantly but straight to the mid-on area and there will be no run. Is that lunch? Yes, it is. Umpire Joe Wilson says lunch and time. So the West Indies, after being 100, after being 71 for 1 rather at the close of play, with England 507 for 9 declared, they go to lunch at 114 for 3.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
Welcome back to the Kensington Oval, Barbados. The West Indies had a quiet session, I think it's fair to say. Very quiet session. Resuming this morning on 71 for 1. They progressed to 114 for 3. If the scoring of 35 runs can be called described as progress, but that's what they did. 45, I beg your pardon, 45 runs for the loss of 2 wickets. Craig Brathwaite, the captain, is 44 not out from 163 balls. Jermaine Blackwood has 7 from 24. Might have been given out LBW before he'd scored. Replays, Hawkeye replays, showed that the ball was hitting leg stump. England didn't review the not out decision. Jack Leach with the first delivery after lunch. And it's blocked off the back foot defensively by Blackwood up towards mid-on.
And the difference is, they don't seem to have anybody who will probably be able to up the tempo like a Stokes or like a Root did. And a Lawrence, it looks like it's just a matter of survival for these. And that's always difficult. If you, as a bowler, especially a spinner, if you know they're just going to defend, you can just keep putting the ball in the same place time and time again, and pressure just builds.
Here's Jack Leach, bowls, leg side, sweep shot. Nicely done by Craig Brathwaite. Just gets enough bat on it to beat the leg slip, and it's trundling down towards the boundary and hits the boundary now as Zach Crawley gives chase. That's a good shot from Craig Brathwaite, and it brings up the West Indian captain's half century. He hasn't played too many scoring shots, but that was an opportunity, and he did not spurn it. It was very full, outside, pitching outside leg stump. Wrong line from Jack Leach. And Craig Brathwaite has gone to 50 from 167 balls.
Yeah, just getting a bit greedy there, Jack Leach. It's just hanging there. I mean, the frustration will be there because he's wanting a big game, isn't he? And he's got to hang in there and just keep it, be patient.
His quicker one, again, outside the off stump and flatter, and it's punched nicely off the back foot. That's a good shot from Jermaine Blackwood. Chase on for Johnny Bairstow, and he's dived, he's tried to scoop it back, and he's just missed the flick with his fingers, and he's landed over the boundary triangles, and the ball has followed him. Oh, that one of those frustrating ones that keeps you interested right up until you and the ball arrive at the boundary at the same time.
Johnny Bairstow did all the hard work, he got after it, stopped it, but just didn't quite get hold of the ball, and it rolled away. That's when he just wished he'd still got his gloves on.
Back goes Blackwood and picks the spot beautifully. That's an excellent back foot drive. I like watching this guy play, actually. I said a moment ago, he gets a lot of bat on ball, Steve.
Yeah, he does. He's played two nice back foot shots now off Jack Leach through extra cover, and just talking on TV to Ian Bishop, and no rotation of strike, not looking to be proactive before lunch, Mark. Sometimes you can get in this cocoon bubble where you just defend, and it might need a break to go and talk to batting coach or even coach Phil Simmons. And Phil Simmons might have been saying, look, you're playing brilliantly, boys, defensively, nicely, but if you can just look for the singles, that might be something that they haven't really been thought of. They've just been thinking, right, defend. They come out with a better intent after lunch.
Harvey, what's the goss in the media centre?
Not a lot. Disappointment for Mark Wood that he's gone home, I think. Or he's going home. I think that's a huge blow for English cricket, especially on surfaces like this. You need a fast bowler, and whether it's Jofra's knocking about here, but he's going to be a while away. Same with Ollie Stone. He was in Antigua. He looked, to be fair, I watched Ollie Stone bowl a few times in Antigua, and he looked in good order. He looked in really good order. I thought he's not far away from playing cricket. And then he said he's probably not looking to play until the start of the T20 Blast and potentially 100, which obviously raised my eyebrows because he looked in a good place. So I think that's more volume of overs. And the rest, I think England have bowled nicely for me in that first session. But there's not a real, you know, lot happening when it comes to gossip, Mark. I think...
Oh, it's good goss. I like it. We haven't really talked much about Mark Wood, Harmy, but have you spoken to him? Because, given it's taken a whole year to begin to get Jofra Archer right with his elbow problem, I'm worried for him.
Yeah, it's not... I spoke to him last night, and I don't think it's as bad. It's nowhere near as bad as what Jofra's was. I think Jofra's was more broken elbow. I think he had a broken bone in it. And I think Mark's is more just a little bit of, a little bit of soreness, a little bit of floating bone, if anything, that's off, where you get sometimes in your knee where there's a lot of fluid goes around it. And I think when, obviously, from a bowling point of view, your right elbow, when it first starts, it seems to be really painful. So from that point of view, I don't think it's as bad, anywhere near as bad as Jofra. But I think, Mark, the worrying thing from an England point of view is we keep having our prize asset, 90-mile-an-hour bowlers, and we keep getting them injured. And I'll go back to me and Mark Butcher were commentating on the Ashes, and Mark Wood's bowling just before the declaration, and thinking, what on earth is he bowling there for? Same with Ben Stokes the other day in Antigua.
That's a lovely late in-swinger, but don't worry about it. It's a half volley, and it's been punched through mid-off and rolls away for four. An excellent stroke from Brathwaite. That's a man who's in and seeing it well, because the ball did move. Yeah, I'm worried about it too. I think it's a flaw in Joe Root. He does over-bowl him a bit, but I'm worried about Mark Wood because of the amount that goes into every ball that he bowls. I mean, for him to be effective, it has to be 100% all of the time.
Here he comes and balls to Blackwood, who's on the front foot, plays it defensively, but it just drops in front of the short leg fielder. Played with soft hands, which is always a plus when you're going to be defending, ball popping up, got the short leg fielder there. Made into pouch a catch as he balls again, and Blackwood is driving expansively. Through extra cover, that might very well get into the boundary. It does, that's gone for four. Didn't realise he pierced that offside field. A boundary to end the over. Root's disgusted by that. But Blackwood now gets into the 30s in 33. And after 67 overs, the West Indies are 162 for three.
Here is Stokes once again up to the crease now. Bowls, and Brathwaite pushes it up towards Chris Wokes. And there's no run. I just... just think of that of 7 year olds, and I mean, I coached
at school. I coached like 5-6 year olds, 7 year old. I mean,
I wasn't even playing with a hard ball at the age of seven.
I was like 8.
Manners, do you remember when we played with Chris Silverwood's kids? I think his son was 8 and bowled out Sam Ellard from TalkSport.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just standard, isn't it?
You know, I mean, Ellard would have wanted him banned.
Stokes again, forward to Brathwaite, pushes it up towards mid-on, and there's no run. That game was actually at Newlands. They were very, very promising. Look out for Chris Silverwood. You got very short odds on his boys playing for England.
I bet you the lads didn't give Sam any stick whatsoever.
That's not even the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to Sam Ellard in a cricket game I played with him. Another time he got so tired that he brought a chair out onto the outfield, and I thought Bats was going to go over and beat him with the chair.
Sam Ellard is one of the up-and-coming. In fact, he's up now. He produces at TalkSport. And he was on tour with us for the...
he's a Talk Sports star. You don't have to explain it. They listen to him. He's on the morning show.
He's the morning show,
week?
Isn't he? With Ali McCoyston.
I just...
Laura Woods?
Thought for the benefit of those who didn't remember. Yeah, well, those who were going, well, it can't be the same Sam Ellard is on the morning show. It is.
Did you know Joel Garner, Alex?
Yes, I've been very lucky enough and blessed to know the great man. I remember my dad introduced me to him when they were here in 84, was at Lord's. He was in the team bus. He was in the door, taking up the whole door. And my dad introduced me to him. And as years go on, you know, obviously go to Barbados a lot. My parents are from there. And one day in Oystens, my wife was with me. And I said, I just saw the silver streak on his head. I said, oh, that's the bird. She was like, who's the bird? Anyway, took her over to meet him. And he stood up. She couldn't believe the size of the man. And then he shook her hand, and his hand took up her own arm. She goes, well, baby, I know you're 6'5" and you're big, but geez, he's massive.
Short and touch beautifully. That's going to go through the cover. That should get to the boundary for Blackwood. Should also bring his half century. Gets there now. Jermaine Blackwood, a very patient and resolute 50. Well batted from him, showing that kind of responsibility that perhaps was not shown in the last test match, with the vice captain getting some applause now from Monty Desai, who is the batting coach of the West Indies team and also the members of the West Indies team and even some of the Barmy Army. 196-3, Blackwood 50 from 113 six fours. One ball before tea, I guess, and this delivery is beaten in as he comes forward. There was Blackwood probing, beaten all ends up, taken by the keeper, and that's over tea and time here at Kensington Oval. We're at the West Indies, 71 for one overnight. Have moved now to 196 for three at tee. 28 overs in the session, 82 runs scored. What's very important as well is that no wickets have fallen in the session for the West Indies. England might just be thinking about their tactics a little bit. Brathwaite will go into the interval on 79. Blackwood will go into the interval on 50. A partnership worth some 95 runs. So then, you're listening to the West Indies versus England second test at Kensington Oval here on TalkSport 2. We'll be back after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today. Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England on TalkSport 2.
Chris Wilks, first delivery after tea. Oh, it's half volley outside the off stump, and it's driven gloriously through the offside by Craig Brathwaite. At maybe only the second or third time that he's really hit the ball with intent and with... Well, he did in anger. It was a beautiful, juicy half volley, wasn't it, outside the off stump. But good shot from Craig Brathwaite. He'll enjoy that, Alex Tudor.
Maybe it's the start of things to come for this session.
200 up for the West Indies, 200 for three. Works again. That's full and very straight and driven beautifully by Brathwaite. He could have a second boundary in the over. Jack Leach chases and then gives up 5 metres to go. Jermaine Blackwood on strike as Matt Fisher is into him, and that one is chopped away behind square on the offside. There's a chase on for Saqib Mahmood. I think the ball will win, and it will. That was just a bit too short and a bit too wide from Matt Fisher, and he persuaded that one to the boundary, really. He just had a little chat with the ball and didn't try to hit it too hard. Just pointed it in the right direction, and it just managed to get there.
Yeah, so he just guided down the third man, didn't he? Just using the hardness of the new ball. Saqib Mahmood with a dive, but not successful. Blackwood moves on to 58.
214 for three, West Indies trailing by 293. Matt Fisher is in. Punched away behind square on the leg side, and they're running away for four more. Back-to-back boundaries and very, very good cricket shots as well from Jermaine Blackwood. He almost allows himself a smile there. I'll tell you a funny story. One of the teams on Chris Gayle's also mighty list of T20 franchises was the Matabeleland Tuskers, and it was, 10, 12 years ago. Zimbabwe cricket asked if I could help them to get a couple of international pros, international stars, to add a bit of luster to their T20 league. And I thought, hell, well, I'm going to head for that. I'm going to go straight to the top. And I don't know how I managed it, but I got a number for Chris Gayle, and I thought, well, at least I can say I've tried. And he said, when is it? So I gave him the dates, and he said, well, I'll think about it. Give me a call tomorrow. And so he said, how much money is it? And I took a deep breath and...
Did you tell him in Zimbabwe dollars? It's $20 million.
Cash. And I gave him the number, and it was like twice what the budget was for anybody else. And there was a long silence on the end of the phone, and I was just waiting for the click, the hang-up. And what seemed like 30 seconds, was probably no more than five or six. And he said, I'll need a suite. And I'm thinking, what? Oh, a hotel suite. Right. Okay. I said, I think we could probably do that, Chris. Cut a long story short, he arrived, and he scored a brilliant 100. Against modest bowling, must be said.
Goffy, are you missing your life at TalkSport as one of the kings of football here?
13 years I did here, Mark. 13 years on Drive Time.
Very good at it. Yeah. You were too.
Enjoyed it. Enjoyed doing the cricket, and back doing the cricket now. So if I want to enjoy it, I want to come back and done this. So yeah, it's a good company to work for. Enjoyed it. The amazing thing is, since I actually left about 3 months ago, I think I've watched about 8 minutes of football, because I've watched every single football match for 13 years. I've just had a total break from it.
Why? You just fell out of love with it?
No, I love football, but it's like, anyway, when you do it every single day for 13 years, it's almost like I just needed a break from it. So I'm getting it back now, and now I've just come in here. I've been walking around, and football's on obviously everywhere, off cricket in here. But I'm going to go watch Barnsley, I think, next week. I think it's next week they play Peterborough. So, I'm gradually getting back in there.
You still got an interest in Tottenham?
Of course.
Good boy. Always like it. Saqib now. That's a lovely shot. Well, punch down the ground. I think the shot of the day. Yeah, we'll go with that. Shot of the day.
proper straight drive, quite Sachin Tendulkar-esque, as he made sure he hit it just leg side of the non-striker's end. Takes him to 96.
It does indeed, and that is a great shot. Again, full of length from Mahmood. That tends to be his chosen length in this game, on this pitch. Decent seam position, just drifted in, on towards middle stump, just punched it back there from Brathwaite. What a shot that was.
Bonin, yes! Cracking delivery, fast swinging Yorker. And Saqib Mahmood has a test match wicket.
Absolutely superb. We were talking about it. He's been bowling around that 132, 133 mark. This one, 136, an effort ball. Oh no, an effort ball, but I think it looks like he's overstepped the mark. It would have been his first test wicket and the umpire's called no ball. Oh, I'm distraught for the kid.
Here is Leach, and that's... Oh, it's a delicate shot. It's steered away down towards third man. This will be his 100. Craig Brathwaite brings up his 10th test match century with a delightful late cut, skillful, deft. And he's got his helmet off, and he's acknowledging a standing ovation, not just from his teammates on the changing room balcony, but from the entire crowd, which is dominated by English supporters, but they have appreciated this effort as much as anybody and everybody else.
Yeah, it's well played from me. I mean, Brathwaite showed terrific patience. He's stuck to his strengths. He's waited for that delivery to play his strongest shots. 100 off 278 deliveries. West Indies up against it, still a long way behind, but 238 for three. I'll tell you what I think's wrong with the modern game is, but now, because they don't play the warm-up games, the teams pick before they even get there. And that's what I disagree with. Do you know, when you used to go on an Ashes tour, you had four or five games before the first test. So if someone wasn't getting a run, he didn't play in the first test, right? But I think now they pick the team for the test match before they even get there. So they know who's going to play and who's not going to play from the moment they take off at Heathrow.
You're absolutely right, you know, Goffey. And the reserves are told quite obviously.
They never get a game. No practice games in between. They're just there just to carry
you
drinks.
You can't even compete for a place.
No, can't compete. And there's no practice games in between the tests, so you only come in if someone gets injured or someone's had an absolute shocker for three games in a row.
Ben Stokes makes his way to the crease once again over the wicket in now. Excellent shot from Jermaine Blackwood. Just a push beats that fielder at short mid-wicket and will go to the boundary. Wonderful bit of timing from Jermaine Blackwood. Excellent shot on the line of the leg stump. Ben Stokes, and he just on the front foot, gentle push, but the timing was supreme. Gets himself another boundary and he goes on to 82 to score 260 for three.
Everybody's got a somnambulant air about them. There's a bit of sleepwalking going on, and just genuine sleeping in the stands. Here's Leach once again, and it's clipped way out towards mid-wicket. I'm not going to let you in, Jared.
Was
can't.
Was that woman poking with Hall?
Waking him up. She was waking him up.
Are you sure he was on the... I mean, that was incredible, wasn't it? She just kept poking him.
It was a massage on his shoulder.
Wake up, Wes, you're on telly.
He'd be handy on this pitch, though. He'd get a little bit of extra bounce. Not now.
By the way, did either of you pick up what song the DJ was playing between overs?
Celebration.
Who was he taking the mickey?
Calling the gang.
What is there to celebrate?
Well,
a full weekend of cricket.
No, Blackwood's approaching 100 in a minute.
Well, play it then. Here is Leach again. Blackwood rips it away off his pads out towards square leg. And they thought about the run very seriously. In fact, they got into second gear. I reckon Blackwood was three or four big strides down the pitch before he was sent back. He's a bit flaky, isn't he, on 99? And steered away, pass slipped for a single that brings Jermaine Blackwood his century. He raises both arms in the air immediately. And now the clenched right fist and the salute absorbing the applause, the standing ovation. Well played, Jermaine Blackwood. Will this be the innings that finally puts his test career on an upward curve and keeps it there? 100 from 207 deliveries. Well done. He's had two moments of real fortune on 0 and 65. But you need to make the best of your luck.
So Lawrence to continue now and balls to Blackwood. And Blackwood gets a delivery outside the line. Austin, he's wrapped in pad and he's given him. Blackwood has been given LBW, not playing a shot. He shouldered arms. Lawrence had that one just outside the line of the All-Stump, turning in to Blackwood. They're meeting to see if they were going to review that. They only have 3 seconds and they're going upstairs. Blackwood reviews.
Oh my word.
And he's out. Blackwood is gone, LBW. So the West Indies have now lost their fourth, and that's a good decision there from umpire Nigel Duggan. He's got that one right. 284 for four. Blackwood has gone LBW to Lawrence for 102 from 215 balls. And Indies is still behind here to get the England team batted again or have the chance to give them that offer, but they should get to 307. The Indies survived that to add to the drama and intrigue of a day that simply belonged to Craig Braffitt and Jermaine Blackwood to lesser extent. The two Bs, captain and vice-captain, rescuing the Windies, who might have been in a little bit of trouble when the score was 101 for 3 at quarter past 11, but it wasn't till 20 past 5 that England were to get any success again. In between that time, Jermaine Blackwood helped himself to his third test century, Craig Braffitt to his 10th, and the Windies all told 288 for 4, with Braffitt to resume on 109 tomorrow and Azari Joseph on 4. England 507 for 9 declared. What a day of cricket that we've had. Just for the record, Wokes 16 overs, 7 maidens, done for 46. Fisher 17 overs, 5 maidens, 1 for 44. Leach, the main man, 44 overs, 14 maidens, 1 for 97. Ben Stokes 17 overs, 8 maidens, 1 for 34. Saqib Mahmood 15 overs, 3 maidens, done for 35. Dan Lawrence, 5 overs, 2 maidens, 1 for 8. And Joe Root, 3 overs, no maidens, none for 10. So then, the Windies will resume tomorrow. They're still behind, 288 for 4, in search of 508.
Well, that's it for another edition of Following On. Thanks for listening. And if you ever have any ideas for guests or have questions for the likes of Steve Harmison or Neil Manthorpe, feel free to tweet me at FulhamJohn or via at cricket_TS. And either I or one of the team will make sure that your questions are read out on the show at the earliest convenience. Also, please take the time to leave a review. And if you're already a subscriber, then tell your mates to do the same. And if you want more content from the likes of Steve Harmison, then head over to his YouTube channel and tell him I sent you. Thanks for listening to Following On.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.